And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The assassination of Charlie Kirk has exposed something far darker than political disagreement. It's revealed the logical endpoint of an ideology that treats speech as violence. Ben Shapiro pretty well nailed it when he said claiming political violence is wrong means nothing if you won't name the movements that justify it. Not all ideologies are equally violent, folks. Nobody thought Kirk was shot over his stance on marginal tax rates. He was murdered because radical leftists genuinely believe conservative speech is genocide, and genocide justifies violence. The response has been equally revealing as MSNBC's Matthew Dowd got canned for essentially blaming Kirk for his own murder during live coverage. A Secret Service agent who said Kirk deserved to die is on leave, expected to be fired, and ESPN's Stephen A. Smith, hardly a conservative, showed more moral clarity than most, condemning those celebrating Kirk's death, saying shame on you, and reminding everyone that a man was gunned down in front of his children. That used to be something all Americans could agree was evil. And while the left celebrates death, Canada's releasing data America refuses to collect. 1 in 4 late-term abortions in Alberta resulted in babies born alive, then left to die. 28 infants last year alone, breathing, crying, abandoned. And if Canada can track this, the question that rings in my mind is why can't America? We perform over 10,000 late-term abortions annually. Using Alberta's percentages, that's potentially 2,500 babies born alive each year with no federal reporting requirements. Every premature baby gets medical care except those who survive abortion attempts. That's not health care. That's infanticide with paperwork. Speaking of Planned Parenthood's death industry, the Second Circuit just ruled that the federal government doesn't have to fund them through Medicaid. And they're panicking because nearly half their patients rely on those funds. 200 locations are circling the drain without taxpayer subsidies for their abortion meals. Well, Disney is finally admitting they have a boy problem. Young men aged 13 to 28 have abandoned them completely. Variety calls these men lonely and gaming obsessed, but one author, Bill Rivers, I think gets it right. He said Disney spent years sneering at masculinity, chivalry, and honor as toxic, and now they're wondering why boys tuned out. And while they continue to hemorrhage money on DEI propaganda, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem just cut $30 million in wasteful spending in 3 weeks. Over $1 million saved per day. That's what happens when you put adults back in charge instead of activists. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.